Friends, roadies, countrymen, and all listeners around the world, here we are again. You and me, J.E. John Edmund, coming to you at the end of 2022. And the Christmas feeling is here. The shops are full of toys, and shop assistants are wearing red and white Christmas hats. And Christmas lights are coming out of the boxes to be put up. And boy, oh boy, are the children getting excited and writing letters to Santa Claus to describe this. I wrote a song called A Bike for Christmas, which is all about little boy writing a letter to Santa Claus asking for a bike. Well, I got my first bike during World War II. It was a second-hand Hercules, but it didn't have any tires. Because of the war, they were not available in Northern Rhodesia. So my dad took a length of heavy black hosepipe and fastened them onto the rims by threading wire through them and making a knot. The bike was heavy to pedal, and the knots made a thumping noise on the tar as you rode along. But it got me to school, and Santa Claus never let me down. Some of the children I know were very worried that Santa would not come to Africa, because how would he pull his sleigh, being no snow, in hot parts of the country? But they were assured that Santa would never let them down. He always made a plan. And when he comes to Africa, he borrows a 4x4 with a trailer full of toys. Yes, the Christmas spirit is definitely here. And as I said, the shops are being decorated with holly, ivy, mistletoe, and even mock snow. Not much of that around here. But here in Africa, we have certain trees and flowers that bloom around Christmas time, like the flamboyant tree and the poinsettia flower. Actually, the poinsettia originates in Mexico. They were brought to the USA in 1828. They were brought there by a man called Joel Poinsett, and so the flower was named after him, poinsettia. From there, they spread around the world as a Christmas flower. And we don't have reindeer in South Africa, but should Santa want to fly through the air with his sleigh, we could give him some little antelope, the impalas. Many years ago, I wrote my first Christmas song. It was called Christmas in Rhodesia. Many countries where Rhodesians have relocated, so the word Rhodesia has been replaced by putting the name of their country in the song, like Australia, New Zealand, America, and Britain, or wherever. So on my Christmas album, I got my son and granddaughter to sing it with me, and we called it Christmas in South Africa. Most houses around the world that are celebrating Christmas have a Christmas tree. The tree is standing somewhere, and what fun it is for the family to decorate it with tinsel, fairy lights, and the like. The tree is usually a conifer, and under it gifts are placed. And of course, that's where Santa Claus leaves his gifts. Conifers are abundant in the Northern Hemisphere, and they do grow in Southern Africa. However, living in the bush, one has to go to the nearest town and buy a synthetic look-alike Christmas tree, which I must say are sometimes quite nice. But as I said, we have a lot of trees that flower around Christmas, but one that is abundant in the savannah is the acacia, the thorn tree. My family and I decided to decorate a sweet thorn Christmas tree, and it came out beautifully with tinsel and lights, and why not a song about it? Sweet thorn Christmas tree. The thorns are reminiscent of the crown of thorns that the Saviour wore. So folks around the world, it's not long to Christmas, and let's get into the spirit. Look for presents and start decorating trees before I go. Don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will find some Christmas videos with a difference from the album Christmas in Africa. Keep an eye on my website, and if you need to hear any of these songs or download them, they're on most popular music platforms. Talk to you next week. Wishing you joy. Till then, from Africa, it's Totsiens Salagashle, and most importantly, Zwakanaka.